Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open. Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Please call 1-833-703-0424. The Cosmic Channels are open. Hey, I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
And Braden is on the line, but he's dealing with some stuff, so we're going to...
Technical stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna figure him out here. We hear him.
I think it's his headphone mic now.
He sounded worse. It's fine. Just try and... Can you... Yes.
Yeah, we got you. Yes.
Sounds fine.
Just pull that little mic away from your nostrils if you can. Do us a little favor. That'd be great.
You're all worked up. Just like... just...
Well, we're start.
It's already started.
Can he hear us?
No, he can't hear us.
He can't hear us. Fantastic.
Okay, well, while we figure out what Braden's up to over there, I believe we have a caller on the line, but waiting patiently as we fucked around here. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Well, that is a good start to a call-in show.
All right. you're already 100% better than Braden.
Okay.
That bar is pretty low, though, so.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Peyton, and I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
All right on, Peyton.
Nice.
What do you got for us tonight?
Home of Bigfoot.
I'm sorry, what?
So, home of Bigfoot, according to... Some. Dyer.
Yeah.
Well, my story is actually from Northern Illinois, where I grew up.
Okay, perfect.
So, a cool sighting of unexplained stuff in the sky story for you.
Excellent.
So when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and that was my dog flopping his ears. I was about 7 or 8 years old. My best friend lived literally in the house next door. So we always would play like across our yards all the time and just crisscross the yards all the time. There was one day, and this would have been about early 2000s, like 2003, 2004. It was in the fall. It was completely dark out. And our dads are sitting up on the top of the driveway. They've got their lawn chairs out, a couple of beers, and just chatting while we play in the yard. And we're just going on like that later into the night. And then all of a sudden, I remember looking up and seeing both of our dads, that they were now standing and staring up at the sky. And we lived next, or well, lived, I don't live there anymore, but we lived next to a lot of smaller airports, like municipal airports, that I knew enough to what planes looked like. I knew what helicopters looked like. I knew what they didn't look like. And there was, up in the sky, there was a single stationary silent light that was just like just sitting there. And the light itself was bigger than it would be if it was a light from the bottom of a plane, let alone it's not moving or making any noise.
Flashing or anything?
No, no flashing. There's not like the little wing lights or anything that you usually see, that you would see on the sides of a plane.
Right.
And as we're standing there watching it, it starts moving. And when I say moving, it would go a distance. Whenever I say a distance, it would go the same distance forward as it would any other direction. So it would go forward and it would stop and take a 90 degree turn to the right and then go the same distance that way. And it would go in a zigzag of 90 degree turns.
How fast was it moving?
Fast enough and stopping fast enough that there's no acceleration and there's no braking. It's immediate movement.
Oh, wow.
Oh, crazy.
It's not like, so it's like if it just hit a wall and just stopped and there's, and then it would just start again, but there's no buildup or like breakdown of the speed.
Right. So just instant acceleration.
Yeah. And we watched it over the, because it started kind of on one side of the street over the houses on the opposite side of the street, kind of. And we watched it go over my friend's house and disappear over, there's a tree line behind that house, and then there's more houses behind that. And we watched it just disappear, continuing that pattern, going all the way that way.
And how long approximately was the duration of this event?
We watched it hover there for about a minute or two, and then once it started moving, it was gone in about 30 seconds.
Doing those erratic accelerations?
I'm sorry, what?
Doing those like erratic, like from accelerations, like you were saying? Took about a minute?
Yeah, but the once it started moving, it was a very consistent motion. Like it didn't, it was predictable. Like it didn't stop unless it was at the corner.
Right. So there's like a pattern to it, maybe?
Yeah, it was like, imagine if you're looking at a staircase from the side and it goes up and it goes over and up and over and up and over.
Interesting.
Weird. And no noise?
And not a single sound, not another light, no... Like, even when I was that young, I knew what planes and helicopters and even, you know, very, very early, some people had, like, model helicopters and stuff, drones, not so much, but I knew what all of those looked like, and I could tell you, even at that age, that it wasn't any of those.
Now, what... Could, if you were to guess, like the distance away, I mean, it's hard when it's just a light, but it seemed it like it looked, was close or pretty far up.
So it looked like it was closer than any plane or helicopter would fly. Like right now, where I live now, I live really, really close to the airport in San Antonio. And so we see the planes coming like really low to the ground, like as they're coming in to land or as they're taking off. And it looked like it was as close as those planes that are coming in to land.
Okay.
Like it didn't look like it was at, you know, like cruising altitude, like a plane would be. Because the actual size of the light.
Yeah, I mean, that's, but if you're used to seeing planes and helicopters and it doesn't seem like it, I mean, judging distance in atmosphere is pretty hard. So is it possible that maybe this is something out of atmosphere?
I mean, there, I don't remember if it was cloudy or clear that night because it was so far away.
Right.
But even then, I also could tell you that I know what satellites look like too, and satellites don't do that either.
No, they have a very predictable...
Yeah, they're a pretty straight line.
Orbit, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, without more details, I mean, that's a genuine UFO sighting. I mean, if you're convinced it's not a plane.
Yeah, I can also tell you that so my dad, he's a, you know, very level-headed, straightforward engineer type guy. Like, he's the one that's going to try and explain everything. And I asked him more recently, like within the last year, because I remembered seeing, like, I just thought of this. And I never forgot about this, but I just thought about it one time. And I texted my dad and I asked him, I'm like, hey, Dad, do you remember? And then remind him of this story that I just told you. And he said, I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, so he's a little wary of it.
He's been neuralized. Can't talk about it.
Maybe.
Not even there anymore.
He's just the one that if he cannot explain it with like math, science, logic type stuff, he's like, I'm not going to completely write off that, you know, it could have been something otherworldly, whatever. But he's like, I also just don't want to acknowledge it.
Yeah, that's a weird one. What do you think before we move on to the next caller? What's your theory?
I know I saw something that I can't explain, and nothing that I know that we have the technology for then or now would explain it. Cool. And I wouldn't want to dive too deep into it because I have no further information on it.
Just unexplainable, a UFO
completely
in your mind.
Unexplained weird sighting in the sky.
That's cool. And it stuck with you all this time too, so you obviously made like a lasting impression. You definitely didn't know what it was.
Yeah, definitely.
Damn, that's really cool.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
That's awesome. That's a great UFO sighting. We appreciate the call. It's starting off Cosmic Channels for us.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Quickly, before we get on the next call, we got a round on Shadowercy here. Happy Sunday, cheers, and Astrocat Gaming. Two rounds.
Damn.
This early into fucking Cosmic Channels, not bad.
Good way to start the marathon.
I'd say
Cosmic Channel session.
Appreciate the support, guys. We love you.
Fuck yeah. And while I get this next call, for some reason, got an error here, but we're going to correct.
Braden's incompetence is becoming systemic. Yeah. It's infecting everybody's fucking computers.
Sign me out like that? Don't you just sign me out like that?
Yeah, bastard. Well, listen. It's the government, buddy.
They're listening.
That story.
They're always listening. Just like that.
Shut us down.
We're back on the line with another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how are you going?
We're going. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Daisy. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Daisy from New Zealand. I think you're maybe only the second New Zealand caller. We appreciate it.
Second Kiwi we've ever had?
Yep.
Ah, sweet. I'm calling with my son, Elvis.
He's also a fan.
Her son.
Oh, okay, awesome.
All right, on. He's got good taste.
So I'm calling about a haunting which is happening to my sister.
Oh shit.
Ugh.
Perfect.
So the story starts about 2 weeks before she gave birth, which is about a month ago. And I was on FaceTime to her from New Zealand to England, and which is why I've got this dodgy accent. and she was sat with her dog on the sofa, and suddenly the living room door, I saw it like move. Like in the corner of the screen, and I was like, oh, is your partner home? And she was like, nah. I was like, was it the dog? And she was like, oh no, was it the door? She was like, oh yeah, sometimes it just opens.
What?
And I was like, but what? I was so confused because I've never seen anything like that, just like a door open on its own.
Like when you say opened, like the handle opened like and the door it, opened?
Like no. Like the door just like the whole door just opened and then closed slightly.
Holy shit.
I was like, are you kidding? And she was like, no, yeah, there's been some sort of like weird stuff happening. Sometimes the like taps go on downstairs. And then she like told me a story that was like the freakiest thing I've heard. And it was she was putting her clothes out on the bed because she's like rather large and pregnant. So she like set her clothes on the bed and she put her socks on the bed and then she turned the light off and like turned around to go out onto the landing and she saw like a small shape on the floor. So she clicked the light on and it was the socks that she just put on the bed. They were now out on the landing.
Oh, sock gremlins.
No.
And she was like, she just chalked it up to sort of like pregnancy and like losing her marbles.
No, man, so you guys are getting paranormally activated for sure.
I know. So she picked up the socks and put them back on the bed. And then the next morning she found them separate and behind the door of the room.
What?
So it is a sock
goblin.
Probably.
Shit, yeah, you got a ghost with a foot fetish.
Whatever it is, like I was like, it's definitely not female because to make like a pregnant woman bend down like that, over and over again, it's kind of like
that's rude. It's
torturous.
Yeah,
it's rude. And so she's sort of like really nonchalant about it. And then she's had the baby now, and it was like unfortunately pretty traumatic for her. And it was a bad time. So she was like in her house after she had the baby and she was recording a video for our mom and she caught on camera, which I'll have to send you actually, the photo frame on the wall behind her is moving.
Oh man, she's got to move.
Yeah.
She's got
to
move.
So she's on the list to move. It's a rented property and so she doesn't know who was in there before them.
Got a ghost with a foot fetish. Just haunting you. Sounds awful.
I know. I feel so sorry for her because she's like probably traumatized already. And she just didn't go in the house. Like my mom was like, yeah, the video was so strange that like the photo frame was just like moving, like rocking on the wall behind her.
Oh man.
Not just like the one, like it might slip off like, you know, a nail or something, but like it was moving. So
like something was moving it.
Yeah, it's just so, so strange. But I do feel like, I feel really like concerned about her because she's been really, you know, down and the baby cries a lot in that house. And then when you go around to my mom's around the corner, it's fine. And I was just like, is it sort of feeding off her while she's in a vulnerable state, whatever it is?
Oh, like it's feeding off her misery?
Yeah, like is it feeding off her like trauma from the birth? And so yeah, she's on the list to move, but it was just so strange.
Good.
And I've never seen anything like that before. Not stuff moving of its own accord.
No, that's terrifying. Like that's, I don't know.
That's a big nope. Big nope from me.
You gotta go and get some holy water, get some salt, put it down all the entrance, do some smudging, whatever the fuck it takes.
Hey, you gotta try everything.
A little bit of everything.
Our culture, like we ring a bell in the corners of the room.
Good.
And ring it out.
Ring those fucking bells, man.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought it was, I mean, it is. It's ongoing. Who knows what's going to happen? I'll find that video and I'll send it in to you guys.
Yeah, please do.
If you can send the video or any pictures of the event to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, we'll be sure to review them.
And give us some updates if anything else happens.
Definitely.
I will. All right, cool. Well, good to speak to you guys.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate
it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Paranormally activated for sure.
Is that
not half that call, but it already creeped me out. I don't even know how it started.
Pop and locking, buddy.
Yeah, you and now
but you're here.
Bad?
You're pop locking. Yeah, a little
bit, but you're here.
You're here.
You're here. So
really? It doesn't it's not popping on my side.
Oh, you're popping. Like a
little, it was really bad before, but now it's okay.
Yeah. It might
snap, crackle, and pop.
It might sort itself out. It might sort itself out.
Yeah, I think it sounds like
it. Don't restart start it again.
You know what? Honestly, so it's funny because I was getting everything set up for the Instagram Live and getting everything going. And I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I hear meow. I don't let Luna in here ever since she wrecked all the cables in the back. I was kind of like, how the fuck did you get back here? Let her back out. Go to start the recording and like nothing's working. Look in the back. She's tangled herself up in all the cords, pulled everything loose again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. She must have been in here for maybe 5 minutes alone. First thing she did.
Just having a heyday.
Back corner. Yeah.
Just having a heyday.
Like, let me just roll around in here.
Yeah. Just going to have a couple munches. Paw at it.
No big deal. Great. It's totally fine. big thanks to Chango. You know, he says, hey boys, cheers to the ATT crew. Keep up the good work and keep it weird. Love you guys. We love you too. Thanks, Chango, with a big old top
that's
up of the coffers.
That's the third round.
Supporting the live stream, buddy. Supporting the show. We appreciate it.
That's three rounds already.
Buddy, I should have bought some more premium wine than the box wine I bought today, basically. Got the $9.99 special at Save-On.
All right, we got Braden now. We got the full crew's here. Let's bring on another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, hi.
Welcome
hey, oh Cosmic wow, Channels. Y'all can hear me. Hi guys, how are y'all doing? This is Anna. I saw y'all in Austin.
Hey, oh hey,
yeah. Anna, how's oh yeah, what's up?
How's it going? Hey,
we're doing well.
So I was like, hey, Braden, congratulations on your pregnancy there, bud. Super exciting.
I'm just
no,
fat.
He's just gaining weight. Yeah,
he's just fat.
You don't have to. You don't have to dig it in. I'm just fat. The winter weight.
No, you're looking good. You're looking great. You're carrying it well.
Yeah.
Hey, so I listened to y'all's most recent UFO abduction file.
On the Carl and,
Carl!
Yeah, Carl! And I thought it was really interesting that one of you guys mentioned DMT. I know y'all hate me for always going on my little, like...
No, we love
drug pusher trips or whatever. But I wanted to say that, like, the few times that I've had, like, whatever drug-induced out-of-body experiences, that DMT actually... like can send you somewhere else very quickly. And I don't know if any of you have ever done that level of trip, but
I think we're planning that for our like sixth pod trip or seventh. It's on the list.
Yeah.
Well, like I wouldn't suggest like a 4-day excursion or anything, but like DMT is real quick. It's like 10 minutes and like you travel worlds in 10 minutes. And like, if y'all ever get the chance, highly recommend it. But what I was calling
it's an interesting thing you bring that up because.
Oh, y'all are planning on doing it?
Go.
Well, I've planned on it. I never have. I've done quite a few others, but not DMT.
Word. Well, I just wanted to share.
Oh.
Oh no.
We lose her?
Yeah.
I think the DMT sent her to another planet.
Well, let's see.
All right, well, hopefully you can call back and we can get
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello, this is Carmen from Calgary, Alberta.
Carmen from Calgary.
Oh, Calgarian.
Woo!
Hold on. North Texas.
First off, I want to just say very quickly, this is a first ever for Cosmic Channels where we have four females calling in a row. This
never,
is
never happened.
Oh yeah, I didn't even clue into that.
Never
unprecedented.
Well,
unprecedented.
I have three short stories for you guys. I have Sasquatch, I have a UFO, and I have a paranormal kind of story.
Squatch.
Let's go
squatching.
Okay.
So my parents live in Ontario and they live like far, like 45 minutes from town, and they live by a lake. And so we were trying to clear out the land so they can build a cabin on it. And my mom and I went on the ATV or the four wheel, and like we went to dump our sticks onto this empty area where everyone dumps their like wood that they don't need.
Yep.
And so we have like a little baby trailer on this like ATV, and so we go and we're dumping this wood, and then as we're dumping it, I hear three very clear knocks on a tree, and I'm like, oh fuck! I was like, no, no, not today. And I packed up the trailer really quick, and I tried to start the ATV, wouldn't fucking start. I was like, fuck me dead. I was like, please, please start. I'm like Andrew, I'm terrified of anything, and I hate anything happening in the woods.
No, you have heightened survival instincts, all right? That's yeah, all it is. Exactly. You just want to, that's all it is.
Yeah, I was freaking out.
You were living a horror movie right there. Like,
yeah. It was summer, but it was getting dark. I was like, fuck me. My mom's like totally calm, like nonchalant. I'm like, mom, we didn't die. And so
now there are Bigfoot out there.
Have you not seen Ice Trolls?
Yeah, exactly. She's on the ATV trying to get it to start. Like, I'm pushing it to try to get the alternator to get going.
Right. You need a hammer.
It's not starting.
Gotta have a hammer.
Yeah. It's not starting, and I'm like out of breath. And my mom's on it, and like this truck pulls up beside us, and he's like, oh, you guys, what's wrong? Do you guys need help? And we're like, no, we live pretty close from here. We're just, our ATV won't start. It's fine. Like, you know, I don't want to get murdered. So, bye. We finally get it to start. I go back to the land. I'm like, Dad, you never know what happened. Sasquatch man. My dad was like, oh, and then ignored it. I was like, God damn it. No one's going to use anything I say.
He's like, oh yeah, they're out there. It's no big deal.
Yeah. No, they live in like nowhere. So it's like, there's nobody around. And like, I can't
He's like,
imagine.
Oh yeah, we feed them.
Yeah. And then there's also, I was taking my dog out to pee, because she hasn't really been trained to go in the gravel yet just yet. And so I took her out to pee, and I was looking at the sky, just, you know, as I do, looking at the stars. I see this white line of light from like a center point go out and then go back in. I'm like, what the fuck? Takes a minute to register. It's like, did I just see a UFO? Or like a gate? Like a time gate or something? I was like, what was that? And I'm like thinking, there's Bennington Trail, which is like a big highway kind of area. But I was like, no way. And I was like, the airport is like to the very right. I'm like, there's no way. I was like, what the hell did I just see? There's no noise. It was just like a point of white light. And then went out and then came back in. I was like, huh, interesting. I just saw a UFO or some sort of thing. But I don't think it was I've never seen car like
that before. I saw a UFO or an object that's unidentified in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, like in Alberta too, you got the benefit of that, the big sky, right? So it's, you know, you go out there for any amount of time and you're going to see some weird shit. Just, you got to keep those eyes on there. Yeah, say it every week. No one listens.
Yeah, my boyfriend as a kid too, when he was 8, and his mom and him saw a UFO driving down the highway too. Crazy. And last night, okay, so I'm with my boyfriend right now in his house, and his house is like has ghosts in it. Last night,
what do you
my
mean
dog
has?
Was
listen,
whoa. Like it has a ghost?
Back up. Is this a friendly ghost?
Did it come with the ghost? Did it come with the ghost? Did you have to like bring it? Did you have to bring your own ghost?
I don't.
A lot of questions here.
I don't know. His mom, like, it used to fuck with their shop vac in their house, like unplug it from the wall. And she was vacuuming, and she went down and talked to it, and it seems
so. It's a dirty ghost.
Not, yeah. To put your not
it's a possessed shop vac. Wait, what?
But my dog last night. My boyfriend works at the airport, so he had to get up at 2 in the morning to go to work. So I usually sleep on outside the room so he can sleep. And last night she was growling at the stairs. I was like, "Fuck me!" I was like, "I'm just gonna pretend it's not there." I'm going to go back to bed. I'm not going to, nope. And the other day, my boyfriend was like, he let her out, and she was in that level again, and he heard her growling and barking. He was like, what the hell is she barking at? And he went out And she was just staring at the downstairs again, growling and barking. My boyfriend nonchalantly goes down the stairs, waves his hand, and she turns her head. She's confused, like, what? I'm like, ugh. I was like, why did you have to tell me that now? I'm, nope.
Now, is there a chance Bigfoot followed you home?
Oh, I don't know.
Could there be a chance that it is a Bigfoot ghost?
Oh, shit.
Ghost Bigfoot.
That came here on the spaceship that you saw in the sky. Yeah. Mm. It's all coming together, man. Pepe Silva.
We live by a park where they found, apparently, they found, like, Native American, like, artifacts and stuff, so.
You're on a bad spot there.
Yeah, you're living on a ancient Indian burial ground.
Yeah, they haven't done anything, basically. And I'm part Native, so I'm hoping that's the reason why.
That could go for your benefit there. Yep.
Yeah.
They're just leaving me alone.
Start smudging. Oh my God. It's the only thing you can do.
It's a Bigfoot, UFO, and ghosts all in one fell swoop here. So what you're saying?
You got to connect the dots, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's with me. I've seen, like, where my parents live, there's, like, a horror story of Lacombe. Is the people that, like, there's a doctor there that experimented on, like, slaves in that lake, and they threw them in the lake. They slaves. threw the ladies in the lake, and now it's haunted.
Okay. I feel like we're on one of those DMT trips, just traveling to different dimensions here, because we're hopping around.
Where is this lake? Is this in Alberta?
It's in Ontario. Probably. It's called Garden Lake.
I was going to say, fucking Alkali Lake, buddy.
Garden Lake?
Working on Garden Wolverines.
Lake. If you want to, I think the doctor that experimented on these, like, slaves was called Lacombe. But, yeah, there's a whole story, and I was there, and I saw, like, a figure of something hanging, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to ignore it. That's my solution for everything. Just ignore it. It's not there. Go to bed. It's fine.
That works, you know, until it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Nothing's happened to me so far, so we're good. Except for the ATV not working. Because, yeah, it was frightening.
Yeah, those ATVs unreliable in general.
Yeah, and, you know, it needs work. Budget ATV for $400, you know.
That's...
My parents like
that's a pretty good deal.
We're all Canadians. Three quarters of us are Canadian. We know how it is.
That's fair.
Americans don't have quads, we were saying? Maybe Dan's a secret ATV enthusiast.
I'm just going to say, because there's more Americans, I'm saying more Canadians probably have had a run-in with a $400 quad.
That's maybe true.
Right?
Yeah.
Dying in the middle of winter.
Where they live, it's like the city they live near, Sault Ste. Marie, is like 40, like not even, it's the same highway to Michigan. There's like Carmen Ways Road or whatever, and it's like, then you're in the U.S., so it's like right borders the U.S., so yeah. Anyway, all the scary stuff.
You got a lot going on there.
Well, good luck in there.
We're gonna keep the show rolling, but we appreciate that trifecta of stories.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right, have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
We could have done the whole 2 hours with that phone call, guaranteed.
We'll stretch it out. We could ask more details. And normally we would cut you off on one story, but it's the 2 hour
extravaganza.
Christmas cosmic channels. I wish we had some bells.
You don't have
that's bells. What bells sound like?
But you don't have jingle bells in there?
I don't. All I got a bassinet.
Does it have a rattle on it?
It's like a nativity scene in here right now.
All right, we're gonna keep the calls flowing. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, my name is Becca, and I guess I'm calling on ladies' night.
What is going
on?
This is insane.
It's ladies' night.
ladies' night.
And I'm feeling right.
Sorry, what was your name? Where were you calling from?
Rebecca. I've called once before. It was a story about my grandfather's, like, banjo toy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm from Northern Ontario, and we have some weird things flying in our skies up here.
Okay. Elaborate on that.
Like
that
every sounds, night?
That's like continuously?
I would say not every night, but like probably way more frequent for comfort because it was like nothing. And then the pandemic happened, and I guess maybe we're just spending more time looking at the sky. And we've had a couple of weird ones. We all kind of moved to our property, our family property, in the middle of nowhere in Northern Ontario, just to like ride out the pandemic, I guess. Smart. And we have like no neighbors. We're on like a private lake. We have like 160 acres. And oh, wow. Our closest neighbors in both directions are like 3 kilometers away. So
what you're saying is something bad happens to you on your property, you got no help.
Oh yeah, like absolutely none. Like we're on our own. But we were sitting out like by the lake this past, it is the summer before, and we were just like, my sister and I were sitting by the campfire at night, and it was a clear night, and it was the weirdest thing. We have these bam trees, they grow kind of along, right along the water, and they're probably about like 80 feet tall roughly, and we're sitting like pretty close.
Oh
no,
buddy, the government, man, lay off Trudeau.
Yeah,
shutting everybody down. It's ladies' come on, night, man.
The hell,
what do you got against the ladies, bud?
That was weird. That second drop.
Sorry,
call.
Rebecca, try to call back. I don't know why we're getting dropped calls tonight.
I don't know. That's two. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, it's Richard calling from Cornwall in England.
Richard from Cornwall?
Richard. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Man, we got over the pond both ways tonight. That's awesome. What do you got
for us here to class the place up a little bit?
So,
hold on, let me pour a little more white wine.
I don't know if you guys know much about Cornwall, but it's an old Celtic nation, and it's full of old miners. Business was always tin and copper mining.
Okay.
Before my kids were born, my hobby was to go mine exploring. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Ooh,
spooky.
Oh, that's also terrifying. I'm already got my neck hair up.
It's like I'm already picturing the descent right now.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Yeah, so you drop a rope down a mine shaft, abseil down, have a look around, and then you know, come out. So, I mean, as you'd imagine, they're quite dangerous places. You know, I've had floors collapse.
I would imagine, yeah.
Cave in, you know, bad air, that kind of
absolutely.
Thing. But you know, once you got used to it, it's pretty okay. So about 10 years ago, just before my daughter was born, we went down this place called Wheel Fortune. So it's about, I don't know, 20 meter abseil. Get down, go around the tunnels, have a little look around, see what's down there, a few old artifacts, that kind of thing. It's a really nice kind of underground chambers where they've cleared the ore out, and there's like pit pops holding the caverns open, that kind of thing. All pretty uneventful, usual trip. Go back to leave, and then, you know, my buddy's going to go up the rope first, and you got these you got like a device in your chest and another one on a like a foot loop, so you pull the first one up, you step up, then the chest one catches, and then it kind of goes chung, chung, chung.
Yeah, you climb your way way back out.
Yeah
So he climbs up, and then I'm just checking everything's okay before we go. As you go down, you got your rope in it, it's like a rope bag, so it's loosely coiled so it can't kind of tangle or get caught or anything. So I, you know, check the rope, put it all back in the bag, make sure everything's ready to go. He kind of signals he's ready, and I'm sat there in the dark. And it's, you know, there's funny noises underground. I don't know if you've ever sat down underground like in the dark, but there's always funny noises. There's always
not often, no.
Like drips of water coming from further in.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes funny echoes. You know, but there's just this really weird, like scratching noise. I don't. That's weird.
This fucking mole man.
It was weird. But I was, you know, maybe it's just something coming echoing down the shaft. You know, maybe it's nothing much. Didn't really think about it. My turn comes. climb up the rope, get out, get to the top, go to pull the bag up, and it won't move. And I give it a tug, one arm, they got two arms trying to pull it, and I'm like, what's going on? Get my mate to come over, giving this thing a big pull. Can't get the thing to shift at all. And in the end, he says, well, I'll just have to go down. Maybe it's got caught on something. So he goes down, and a minute later, I hear him coming up. And normally, there's because there's a lot of effort climbing the rope, so it's like swish, crash. And you come up slowly. And he's like, flies up the shaft. And he comes up, and his face is white as a sheet. I go, what the fuck's wrong? And he said, did you fuck with the rope? I said, no, it was left there ready to go. He said someone had taken a coil of rope out of the rope bag down the cavern and tied it around a pit prop. And he said, the worst bit is I went down there, I undid it, walked back, and as I'm going back to the rope, I start hearing some kind of laughter.
Oh my God, get the fuck out of there.
So he just holy shit. Tailed it out. And that was that.
So there's something down there.
And it never went back again.
Like a giggling. And I don't, again, you probably don't know, but there's you guys did a really good episode on kind of fae and fairies and that kind of thing. There's a local kind of legend of things called the knockers, which are supposed to be a type of fae that lives underground and plays tricks on people and that kind of thing.
I came across them talking about those weirdos.
Weird, and that legend of the knockers goes back like forever, right?
Well, since they've been mining, since people have been mining in caves.
So those are the not fun knockers.
I mean, they are. They're from most of the stories. They're like relatively harmless. They're just like pranksters.
I know, but it's not like when normally we talk about knockers. We're it's great. But these type of knockers, these aren't fun. Right?
It is ladies' night.
It is.
That's wild, though.
You got to stay in the caves, dude.
I don't know what's more unsettling is the thought that it is a some kind of supernatural creature that lives down there relatively harmless, or there's like some like population of like... they'd have to be mentally unstable to be living down there. Like mentally unstable, like homeless people living in the caves. Like
it's just like the descent, man. It's they've evolved in the caves. They thrive in the darkness.
Yeah.
Your friend got lucky is what happened.
I think they're pretty harmless though. Cause we were down there once and, he was stood there and he suddenly turned towards me and stepped my way. And this big rock crashed where he'd been standing.
Oh my God.
He said, I said, why? That was fucking lucky. And he said, no, you just tapped my shoulder and told me to move. I was like, I bloody didn't.
Oh, I was looking out for him.
Holy fuck. Yeah, that's insane.
That's wild.
What a fucking great prank. You almost died.
Do you want to not die?
It's terrifying. Yeah,
Kids were born, that was it. I was like, that's the end of that shit.
So
again.
You haven't been back down? In a while?
No. I once, just for nostalgia, but yeah, it was like, you got to grow up a bit, man.
I'd be done after that one.
absolutely. Yeah.
That's a good story.
That's a really good story.
Cool.
Well, thanks for
calling
in, show,
especially
guys,
across the pond and sharing it.
We appreciate it.
I'm going to get back to bed. It's like 3 a.m. here.
Oh, yeah, I was going to...
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Richard, get back to bed. We appreciate you listening to the show.
Hey, sleep tight, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Don't let the knockers bite.
Yeah. That's
a great... Terrifying. That was unreal, though.
He had a good storyteller voice, too. Really set it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you've ever gone to... there's a mine shaft in Headley, BC. You can kind of hike up and look in it. And like I've been there and I hiked up and I like went to the entrance and it's like, there's some boards people have ripped down and I just kind of looked in and I just went, nope.
No.
I'm not going any further.
Back when I started with my job, I was in Karamias, which is like half an hour away from Headley, and we had some kids get stuck in that mine. and search and rescue were trying to pull them out. And they're like, yeah, like they're just kind of like near the entrance. Like you just have to hike down a little bit. I was like, no, you don't. No, you guys got to bring them out. we're not going in there.
We're not trained for underground. Yeah. Okay.
No. I don't know how to splunk, buddy. I'm not getting the black lung. Pull them out.
That's terrifying though. The second you're somewhere vulnerable like that, like in the darkness of a cave, and you even get the feeling that something's fucking with you down there or something's like amiss, fucking get out of there.
So many things can already go wrong.
Oh, totally.
To pile on top of that, the possibility of either some sort of a person or an entity fucking with you that you would just... normally expect
tying,
is like
tying your okay. rope like fucking with you. Oh god.
Yeah. Well, do you see those videos too? People that are going through them and they're like literally like having to turn sideways and like shimmy through these rocks. I'm like, what if you get stuck?
I also want to know how Richard's friend managed to climb up that rope with the giant set of balls that he had to climb down there by himself to go untie that rope.
Yeah, that'll weigh you down.
Yeah. Must have been hard with them things fucking swinging in the way.
Giant brass balls. Cause I'd be like, fuck. I'd be like, no, cut the rope. We're leaving. I'm not going back down there. Yeah.
Guess what? Done. Home Depot's down there. I buy new rope.
Yeah. Don't
just leave
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah. All right.
Knockers can have it.
Let's bring in another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, it's Rebecca calling back.
Oh, yes.
Ladies' night's back
Yay!
On.
Sorry for, we don't know what happened there.
Did it disconnect or did you hang up by accident?
No, it definitely disconnected.
Okay, we'll have to look into that.
Weird.
Yeah.
For continuity, why don't you just start from the top?
Okay.
Why don't you just start from the top for continuity? It might be easier to edit that way.
Okay, yeah, we've been seeing some weird things in the sky. My sister and I were sitting out by the lake, and we're probably about 50 feet away from some trees. It's nighttime, the trees are probably like 80-ish feet tall, and it was the weirdest thing. We just looked up, and there looked like there was a bright light at the top of the tree, and then as soon as we both like locked eyes on it, it just went out. It just like disappeared, and it wasn't a shooting star. We have huge like wide open skies up here. We see stars and all sorts of things all the time. Definitely wasn't a drone because we're too far away from anything. And the helicopters up here are really loud because they have to have really big, beefy engines to go kind of like cut across all of the wilderness. So it was a weird one. We've never seen anything like that before.
Did the light seem like it was in the tree or just like behind the tree in the sky?
It's literally right above it. And it's... the only way to describe it really is like if you're looking at like your desk lamp and you just turn it off, and it was just like that. It's so weird.
You know, it is weird. I've seen something similar when I was out on the West Coast looking at the sky, and it was just, it looked like someone turned a flashlight on and it just sat there.
Exactly.
And then it went out. And it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I've seen this exactly what you're describing. I've seen the same thing.
So weird.
I have no idea what it could be.
Yeah, and then like the other one was my husband and I were lying in our room, and we have a big sliding glass door, so we can see kind of like stars at night. If we have all the lights out, there's really very little light pollution here, which is awesome. And we're used to seeing all the satellites go by shooting stars. We even get northern lights up here sometimes. But the weirdest one is I was watching like a satellite traveling north, and I was like, okay, but then it like made a really quick right hand turn and then like just slowly faded out and like zipped away. Like it actually like gained speed after it made the 90 degree turn and like then basically zipped to nothing because it disappeared, which is really strange.
Weird. Anyone, you spend any amount of time out there, go sit outside on a clear night where you get a lot of view of the sky, sit up there for 3 hours, you're going to see some shit where you go, I don't exactly know what that was.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm talking outside of like, you see planes, you see satellites, you know, you're going to see all the regular stuff that you usually can expect to see. And you're like, that's this, that's that.
Yeah.
And then you'll see stuff and you go, I have no idea.
And up here, it's really easy to like hear, you can hear things coming before they'll actually show up if they're a regular just aircraft, because they have to be like, even our hospital helicopters, any police helicopters, the like mining helicopters, they all kind of have to have almost like a military style engine to like get over the sheer like amount of space between our towns. So it's it was weird, really weird to, I think the weirdest one was the one above the tree that was a little close for comfort.
No doubt.
But I had like, we had a weird one like a month ago, where I was walking between our home and our workshops up at the top of the hill, and there was something just kind of like, it was like a light in the sky that was just kind of hovering. It felt like to me, it was like above our driveway, but it was like taller than all of our trees. And then as soon as I was like, you know, hey, like to my husband, like, what is that? And we thought that it was maybe a star, but then it started moving. But it started moving slowly, and it started moving once I was like, hey, what is that? And as soon as we paid attention to it, it started moving. And I was like, that's weird.
I heard you talking about
peculiar. I was like, this is a no abduction zone. So
abduction free zone up here, all right?
Like, no probing, no thank you.
We're gonna make some. Like, we're gonna make some ATT underwear that says "No probing, no thank you."
Absolutely.
I do not consent. Okay.
Exactly. I'm gonna put our sign out or something. No soliciting, no probing.
All right. Make sure to put that sign on and let us know if it works, or maybe it'll invite them in.
Oh, God.
No probing, hey?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see about that.
All right, hey, yeah, thanks for the call.
Yeah, we're things in the sky in Northern Ontario.
All right, if anything pops up that you can identify, maybe that's a little closer, a little bigger, make sure to call back and let us know.
Yeah, if we get any pictures with our, like, I'm forgetting what it's called. The thing where you look at the star.
A telescope?
Yes.
Telescope.
If we get one of those, we get it all hooked up, then if we see something funny, we'll send some pictures along.
Please do.
All right. Well, thanks. You guys are amazing. We've been listening, I think, since you dropped episode 2.
Wow, no GP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Of Cosmic Channels or ATT?
So, ATT.
Awesome. Yeah. Way back.
Yeah, way back when.
Awesome. Hey, well, we appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Okay.
Have a good night.
We're much more mature now.
We've matured. Refined. Generally. Distinguished.
I think we all are, gentlemen. Hopefully.
As Brain's drinking a box of wine. We're going to take a short break here pretty quick, but just before we do, we got to give a shout out to Dream Day Entertainment. Burmeister himself dropped a substantial donation to the show and says, boys,
that's our boy.
Get some beers, some high-class wine, and fix Braden's popping cables.
Well, you better tip some more money for that. Auto equipment's expensive, motherfucker.
He's going to need some help.
Thank you for that, Burmeister.
You're the man.
Love you, buddy.
All right, we're going to take a short break. And the Cosmic Channel Marathon will continue. We'll be right back. All right, that's the end of part one of Cosmic Channel 6.3. Stay tuned for the release of part two next week. Same cosmic place. Peace. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio. Meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.